Hi, and welcome to the Smooth Jazz Show with Alan Kirk. Technology has brought about many changes in the world, not the least in music. One of the things technology has done in music, with the invention and the use of the microphone, is to allow singers to give a softer, more intimate and nuanced performance. In other words, technology has introduced the crooner to music performance. So today, let's listen to some of the performers who grabbed the microphone and used it to great effect. And one of the first to make full use of the microphone to aid delivery was Frank Sinatra. He was one of the first crooners and one of the most accomplished. This is an example, Frank Sinatra with his 1966 track, Winchester Cathedral.
Ooh, Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down. You stood and you watched as my baby left town. You could have done something, hey, you didn't try. You didn't do nothing, you just let her walk by. Now everyone knows just how much I needed that girl. She wouldn't have gone far away if only you'd started to ring in your bell. Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down. You stood and you watched as my baby left town. Hey, Winchester Cathedral, you are bringing me down. You stood and you watched as you watched her go by, my baby left town. You could have done something, but you didn't even try. You didn't do nothing, you didn't ding dong, you let her get by. Now everyone knows just how much I needed that girl. She wouldn't have gone far away if only you'd started to ring in your bell. Now, Winchester Cathedral, man, you brought me down. You just stood there and watched that my baby left town.
The late Bobby Darin started his musical career as a songwriter before recording his first million-selling single, Splish Splash, in 1958. He turned from a pop idol into a crooner in only a few years before he died at the young age of 37 after a life filled with sensation and sadness. Well, this is Bobby Darin with a great version of the standard, Clementine.
In a cavern down by a canyon, excavating for a mine, there lived a miner from North Carolina and his daughter, chubby Clementine. Now every morning, here just about dawning, when the sun began to shine, you know she would rouse up, wake all of them cows up, and walk them down to her daddy's mine. I took the footbridge, we crossed the water, although she weighed 299. The old bridge trembled and disassembled, whoops, dumped her in to the foamy brine. Hey, crack like thunder. Ho, ho, you know she went under. Ho, ho, I'm blowing bubbles down the line. Hey, I'm no swimmer, but were she slimmer, I might have saved that clementine. Oh, she broke the record way underwater. I thought that she was doing fine. I wasn't nervous, not until the service that they held for Clementine. Hey, you sailor, ho, ho, way out on your whaler, with your harpoon and your trusty line. If she shows now, yell, there she blows now. It just may be Chunky Clementine. One more time. Oh, my darling, 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 sweet Clementine. You may be gone, but you're not forgotten. Fare thee well, so long, Clementine. Bye.
Crooner Kevin Spacey, who began his career as a stage actor during the 1980s, is connected to the previous crooner, Bobby Darin, in an interesting way. Spacey co-wrote, directed, and co-produced the film Beyond the Sea. It's a 2004 musical drama based on the life of Bobby Darin. Spacey starred in the lead role and used his own singing voice for the musical numbers. This meant his singing ability came to the notice of the world in no uncertain terms. Well, this is a Spacey track, Some of These Days, that came from that film.
Some of these days, you're gonna miss me, baby. Some of these days, you'll feel so lonely. You're gonna miss my hugging, you miss my kissing. You may even miss me, baby, when I'm gone away. You're gonna feel lonely and want me only, 'cause you know, honey, you always got your way. Say, baby, if you really want me, you're wrong. Yeah, you know it's gonna grieve me. You're gonna miss your bony little daddy. Comes a one of these, yeah. Said some of these days, I do it so quick. You're gonna miss me, honey. And I'm talking about days when you feel all blue. You're gonna miss my hugging. You're gonna miss my kissing. You may even miss me, baby, when I'm long gone. You feel lonely and want me only, 'cause you know, lover, you always had your way. And if you now, some of these days,
well, Well, just to keep that Bobby Darin connection going, now we have crooner Bobby Caldwell with the track Bobby Darin made famous, Beyond the Sea.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like her arms, I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon, and no, beyond a doubt, my love will lead me there too. Beyond the shore, we'll kiss just like before. Happy will be my love and me, and never again I'd go sailing.
And another link to Bobby Darin, Peterson Cotty, like many other famous musicians, started playing very young. He began playing piano at the age of 3. He appeared in a small role in the 2004 Bobby Darin biopic, Beyond the Sea, and he contributed to the film's soundtrack as well. Well, this is Peterson Cotty, combining two songs into one, Fool on the Hill and Nature Boy.
was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. Little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. Then one day, one magic day, he came my way. As we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
We feature yet another Darren now, only this time this one's no relation to Bobby Darren. Indeed, the Darren is spelt differently. Yes, this is crooner James Darren. To make things even more complicated, James Darren is only the guy's stage name. He was actually born James Urquinelli. James Darren started out as a frenetic teen idol, but he smoothed out a lot over the years, as you'll hear in this James Darren track called That Old Black Magic.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. Round and round I go, down and down I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, what can I do? I hear your name, and I am aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only a kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. A
aflame with such a burning desire that only a kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. In a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. I'm in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love.
The next crooner is Steve Lawrence, probably best known as part of the duo with his wife, Edie Gourmet. They performed from the mid-50s until 2009 when Gourmet retired. Steve Lawrence still performs a bit, and he's made quite a name for himself as a solo artist. With this is crooner Steve Lawrence with the track, Night and Day.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrop when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, you. Night and day, you are the one. It's only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, doesn't matter where you are, I think about you. Night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think about you. Night and day, night and day. Under the height of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till I spend my life making love to you day and night. Night and day. Inside of me, and its torment won't ever be through till you let me make love to you day and night. Night and day, like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. I wanna love you night and day.
One of the most famous crooners is next, Bing Crosby with the old standard, As Time Goes By.
You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh, just a sigh. And the fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die.
and the world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, man must have his mate. That no one can deny. Yes, it's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. And the world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Now we have the Englishman with the golden voice who, during his career, used the gimmick that he was a singing bus driver, since he had driven buses at a slow time of his musical career. It's Matt Munro with the track Small Fry.
Small Fry strutting by the pool room. Small Fry should be in the schoolroom. My, my, you put down that cigarette. You ain't a grown up high and mighty yet. Small Fry dancing for a penny. Small Fry counting up how many. My, my, just you listen here to me. You ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. You practice pecking all day long to some old radio song. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. You'd better listen to your paw and someday practice law, and then you'll be a real success. Small fry, you kiss the neighbor's daughter. Small fry, you should stay in shallow water. Seems I ought to take you cross my knee. You ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. My, my, you just put down that cigarette. You ain't a grown up high and mighty yet. My, my, just you listen here to me. You ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. You practice pecking all day long to some old radio song. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. You'd better listen to your paw and someday practice law, and then you'll be a real success. Yes, small fry, you kiss the neighbor's daughter. Small fry,
try, you know you didn't order. Seems I ought to put you across my knee. You ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. You've got your feet all soaking wet. You'll be the death of me. And oh me, oh my, small fry.
Next up, we have a smooth jazz crooner who first came to prominence as a leading jazz pianist, Nat King Cole. This is Nat King Cole with the track, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When dawn came stealing up, all gold and blue, to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream, or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the dancing of Fred Astaire, and like an echo far away,
nightingale sang, in Berkeley Square.
Well, let's zip back over to England for the next crooner, Rick Astley, a crooner who'd sold approximately 40 million records worldwide by the time he retired in 1993. This is Rick Astley with the track Cry Me a River. An old-time crooner who's still going strong is Tony Bennett. His recording gimmick now seems to be recording duos with other prominent musicians. And this is one such duo, Tony Bennett, with Diana Crown performing the track, All Right, Okay, You Win.
love with you. Well, all right. Okay, you win. Baby, what can I do? I'll do anything you say. It's just got to be that way.
Well, all right. Okay. You win. I'm in love with you. All right.
Oh, tell me.
Okay. You win. Baby, what can I do? Anything you say, I'll do.
All right.
As long as it is me and you.
Well, if you put it that way, the first thing in the morning, you gotta wake me with a kiss. You gotta make up for all the loving you have made me miss.
Well, all right.
Now that's more like
it. Okay, you win.
I hear you talking.
I'm in love with you.
All right. Okay, you win. Baby, what can I do?
I'll do anything, anything you say.
It's just got to be that way. Let's dance.
Know when a musician has not made a big breakthrough in the music business? Well, that's despite recording some really great tracks, because if he hasn't made his breakthrough, you won't find him on Wikipedia. This is one such great yet ignored crooner, Scott Dreyer with Hushabye Mountain.
From Hushabye Mountain softly blows o'er Lullaby Bay. It fills the sails of boats that are waiting to sail your worries away. It is to Hushabye Mountain, and your boat waits down by the quay. The winds of night so softly are sighing, soon they will fly your troubles to sea. So close your eyes on Hushabye.
Well, it's something almost unheard of in the music business. This crooner recorded with the one record label, RCA Victor, for 44 years. It's the late Perry Como, a guy who, despite his musical ability, initially only wanted to become the best barber in his hometown of Canonsburg. And he succeeded at that for some time. Then, in 1932, Como left Canonsburg and moved about 100 miles away to Meadville, Pennsylvania, because his uncle had a barber shop there. For entertainment, Como, his young wife, and their friends went to Cleveland's Silver Slipper Ballroom, where Freddie Carlon and his orchestra were playing. Carlon used to invite anyone who thought he might have some talent to come up and sing with his band. Well, young Perry Como was terrified, but his friends urged him and pushed him onto the stage. Carlon, the band leader, was so impressed with Perry Como's performance that he immediately offered him a job, and it all went from there. Well, this is the oh-so-smooth Perry Como with the track Moon River.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend. My huckleberry friend, Moon River and me. See the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend. My huckleberry friend,
Two-year-old Canadian crooner Michael Bublé is a bit like Cliff Richards. He always looks so young. And of course, like Cliff Richards, he's a very talented crooner. Well, this is Michael Bublé with the track Young at Heart.
Fairy tales can come true, It can happen to you when you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind when you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive till 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive till 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young.
There's no doubt that Johnny Mathis has been a successful crooner. He started his career with singles of standard music and then became highly popular as an album artist, with several dozen of his albums achieving gold or platinum status, and 73 of those albums have made the Billboard charts. Altogether, Mathis has sold well over 100 million records worldwide. This is Johnny Mathis with his 1994 track, The Summer Knows.
Summer smiles, the summer knows, and unashamed she sheds her clothes. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand on which you lie. Summer knows, the summer's wise. She sees the doubts within your eyes, and so she takes her summer time. Tells the moon to wait and the sun to linger. Twist the world round. Finger
there's a little more for her to tell. One last caress, it's time to dress for fall. And if you've learned your lesson, it's time to dress for fall.
Ken Ard is both a singer and a dancer, and he's frequently seen in successful American musicals. He's probably better known as a dancer, although he's recorded and released many great tracks. This is Ken Ard with the track, Everything Must Change.
Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one goes unchanged. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. For that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds and sun lights up the sky.
Well, that's it from me for the show. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. In the meantime, stay safe and stay smooth.